All right, people, and we're back. Let's get this music going. There we go. All right, so welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another episode of FCFVA Talk Radio. Drop my lighter. I'm your host. This one's going to be smooth and easy, though. I'm going to tell you why. Keeping it simple. I hear what's going on because I'm connected to social media and I'm actually in the cities that I tell you I'm in. So I can't help but see it. You have to be blind, deaf, and dumb, and mute not to know what's going on around you. No offense to anyone. It's just a common statement. Seriously, though, you'd have to be numb to what's going on. That's a better choice of words. Numb to what's going on around you, not to be able to take it in. So that's all I'm bringing to you is what I see. Y'all, hope you're doing good today. Hope you're out there getting it in, making it happen. I'm thankful. I remember some years back, I'd still be in the bed right about now, trying to figure it out. So if you are, no worries. You can be awake just like me. I'm just kidding. Y'all, talking real briefly this episode, this live episode, about hip-hop and Lynchburg, and also money matters, and a little bit more. Now, you know, FCFVA is hip-hop, period. You know what I'm saying? But not just hip-hop. Because FCFVA Beats features various genres of music ranging from country, rap, pop, punk rock, EDM, you know what I mean? The electric dance music, you feel me? All of that. You can check out FCFVA Beats on BandLab or do a Google search. Find some of the beats that pop up and then, you know, find some that suits your taste. But hip-hop in Lynchburg has always been big. I was born and raised in the city. So, right up the street from where I'm recording at, Virginia Baptist Hospital, you know what I mean? Rivermont Avenue. But what I'm saying is, hip-hop has always been big in Lynchburg. But the underground scene is where it was found. Now, to be clear, I'm not going on here to be a critic of anybody, to say anything negative about anybody. I state facts. You know, if I say I'm going on Google to pull up a term like Lynchburg hip hop artist, you can't get mad at me from what Google displays. You know, you can double check what I do on your phone, on your end. So, again, hip hop has always been big in the city of Lynchburg. Why do you think I'm into hip-hop? I mean, when I grew up, I wasn't just exposed to hip-hop. I was exposed to, like, you know, my uncles and aunts, they listened to, like, Funk, Parliament, Funkadelic, you know? All of them. R&B, you know, all types of music, especially, like, gospel music, you know? So I was exposed to all of that. But hip-hop really got me when I was, say, probably about 5 or 6. Yep, about 5 or 6. I had a uncle who I loved to death, man. Would always take me out. He was cool cat, man. Coming up in the 90s and, you know, always had all the music. So I enjoyed listening to a lot of the artists, man. The storytelling of what got me. And then it was the beats. Because, you know, back then they had the Kenwood. Oh, with the Kenwood systems, man, with the equalizers and the dash. You know, you go in the back, they got the Alpine amp or the Pioneer setup with the CD player. Some of them had the disc changers, but you feel, you get the whole vibe. So, coming up in the early days of hip hop, listening to artists from the 80s, the early 90s, as they were coming out, was clutch, because that was like the golden age according to many. And a lot of people say we're in a golden age for what some would say a certain form of hip-hop. Lynchburg, Virginia has always had a hip hop scene. And again, it was more underground. But now with social media, you have more popular artists that are featured right here locally. I've seen some of them over the years, and I mean, I've seen their growth, and they went from literally doing smaller shows, you know, where it's like maybe 5 to 10 people, to literally large crowds like arenas, you know what I'm saying? Not selling, I ain't saying they're selling out arenas and stuff, but they blew up, you know. And again, consistency is key. So, oh snap, we got J Rated R in the building, ladies and gentlemen. I see you in the studio. What's up, J Rated R? That's J Rated R from Pharaoh Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Check them out on Spotify and all platforms where podcasts are found. Guys, feel free, call in, talking hip hop and money matters today. So yeah, in the city, Lynchburg had more of an underground hip hop scene. You know, for years it was just so raw, you know, but the quality of the music that people were making, you wouldn't believe it. I wish I had a collection of some of the local artists over the years, and I've had the pleasure to meet a few of them and some local producers, you know. And if you want to compare them to anybody in the game, I'm telling you, some of them would eat them alive. The point being, why hip-hop is big in Lynchburg, I guess, or why hip-hop is still a thing in Lynchburg, is because a lot of folks thought that hip-hop was just a fad. They thought it was going to come and go. Hip-hop is a part of our culture. And this one, what I'm about to say, might be a little controversial, but so what? So what? Before I identify with black, I probably identify with hip-hop. You'd have to really dig deep into the knowledge base to understand why I feel that way about the prior. Don't take it personal, y'all. Yes, I am a black man. But nah, seriously though, hip-hop is more pure in a sense where it doesn't discriminate. You see everybody in hip-hop. So hip-hop doesn't really divide. It brings people together as opposed to dividing. You cannot sit here and say that we're not divided by color, because we're all, a lot of people are accustomed to identifying themselves by color or race. So that's division. We're talking bringing people together with hip-hop. So, you know, the critics, they'll take your words and twist them. Fuck the critics. That's what we say here at FCFBA. Keeping it moving. Hip-hop in Lynchburg. So, going up here to Google, if you do a Google search, right, for Lynchburg hip-hop artists, you'd be surprised at the results. Now, for a little context, the city of Lynchburg, there's about 80,000 people now. I always tell folks, man, it was like 65,000 folks living here my whole entire life, and like a couple decades before. Then all of a sudden, Lynchburg started booming. You know what I mean? Extra 20,000 people. So about 80,000 people in the city, not even counting the metro area. When you search for Lynchburg hip hop artists, it's about 135,000 results. Now, to break it down, that doesn't mean that it's 135,000 hip-hop artists in Lynchburg. It simply means you're getting 135,000 results with those four terms that you typed in, those four keywords. Lynchburg hip-hop artists is the search term that you're getting the results for. It's not that many artists in the city, okay? Putting it into a little context, breaking it down some. So, when you get right here, you really look at the top of the list, and yeah, I'm gonna name the names that pop up on Google. So if you don't hear yours, then you're supposed to hear yours, hey, resubmit your information, get it on there, get heard. So, alright, going back to Lynchburg Hip Hop Artists, you get the first list from unsigned.com, and that allows you to browse artists, countries, United States, Virginia, and all the way in Lynchburg. So we got a focus and a filter on Lynchburg from unsigned.com, which was the first search result. So I'm going to name a few of the artists, you know. We got Accurate Chemistry, a hip-hop rap indie group in Lynchburg, VA. Someone by the name of Bill Biggs, hip-hop reggae, R&B, Lynchburg. We got somebody by the name of Diggs, hip-hop hardcore R&B. Jay Breezy, Kiwi Incorporated, Mark Marinucci, Neo himself, Ori E, M. Shadis, Kent Jonick, Parker Mamino, Patrick Hubble, DJ Undertaker, Strafe, The Absolute Man, Sick and Tired, Weston Free, Young Gutta, Young Life. And again, that's not naming everybody, but those are some of the names of the hip-hop artists in Lynchburg. And these people, I will say this, they got a whole profile on here, so they take their craft seriously. And I don't even know any of them, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, you know, this isn't, I'm not talking about people that I personally know. I'm just reading a list that I did a search from, you know? And that's good. Anybody that has anything negative to say about that, y'all tripping, man. I didn't even name everybody, and that's a lot of artists, man, from the city of Lynchburg, you know, where people claim there's nothing going on and nothing to do and this and that. Well, I gotta say, these folks that I just named, as far as hip-hop's concerned, they're the names that are popping up for the city. So where we at? Where we at with that, y'all? Come on, man. That's a good thing. You know, it's a big thing for the city, you know, because it's bringing people together. Hip-hop is big. FCFVA Talk Radio is hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? If you do a search on me and some of my old videos and freestyles and songs, you know, I rap. You know, I'm not a rapper, but I rap before. I mean, it's hip-hop, you know. I got love for hip-hop here on FCFVA Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? So moving on, you know, you got, when you type in Lynchburg hip-hop artists, after the unsigned.com result, you get a few results from gigsalad.com. I've never really heard of that site. It's not something that I've used for what I do. But it looks like it's a booking site. Then you move down, you got a couple news articles from News in Advance from 2019, 2012. So they're a little dated. Let's see. And then you got a few LinkedIn pages for local artists. But long story short, getting straight to the point, breaking it all down, is hip-hop's in Lynchburg and it's not going anywhere. If anybody's mad at the culture in the city, if anybody's living on the outskirts of the city and feel like they have such a say on what's going on within these borders of Lynchburg, you know what I mean? You can save it. Hip-hop's not ever going anywhere. Okay? It's just gonna get bigger and bigger. And again, if you don't like what you hear on the radio, you can change the station. You know, save all the negative comments and the hates towards the culture for real, because if you haven't sat back and really listened to some of this music, you can't claim that you hate hip hop. You can't claim that, like some people try to say, all hip hop artists, all rappers are thugs and this and that, and the industry is this and that. You know, what people choose to do in their personal life is one thing. I can't tell you how many rappers I listen to or that I've listened to that I can't stand him. 50 Cent's one of them. When he came out, I couldn't stand him. He was so cocky with it and this and that, and I didn't really like his delivery until I started listening to the G-Unit mixtapes. When I started listening to the G-Unit mixtapes and some of his mixtapes, I was like, yo, this nigga's dangerous. And then I went back and listened to his popular music, and I was like, oh, it all made sense. Because if you go and get signed by a large label, and you make it, so to say, to the big leagues, and famous and celebrities rolling in, a lot of times people are funding that. Unless you're just the big bank and you're funding it yourself, you're funded by loans from these various record companies, and they know what people like because they study people in habits, buying habits. They study their own artists' buying habits. So you go sign to a big label and they want to give you a chain and all of this. I mean, if that's what you're accepting, at least make sure that you actually own the chain and go sell that motherfucker and put the money in the bank. Seriously. I mean, I get it. They have to have this appearance and they have to look like money to actually make money. But a lot of people can't handle the fame alone, let alone the financial headache that comes along with becoming a business. You're your own brand in the hip-hop game. You represent yourself. Your name is your company. Your word is bond, like they used to say. So you take that and monetize it. Hip-hop's not going anywhere. You know, shout out to Lynchburg and everything they're doing as far as hip-hop's concerned. Now, y'all know how we do. We gotta switch gears real quick. Bear with me. This is raw shit. So we're gonna go ahead and switch it up real quick. Which one do I wanna go with? Yep. Here we go. Alright, so how y'all feel about hip hop? Are you sold yet? Do you really believe in it? Look, you cannot get mad at the industry. The music industry is just like Hollywood and movies are concerned. Those videos that you watch, you see him flossing, doing all this and that, all this extravagant shit going on. Take out your calculator next time and add it up. Anyway, since we're talking about adding it up, let's talk money real quick. Man, I woke up today feeling some type of way. I was just thinking about money, you know, and everything that we do and how money is involved in everything. You know, I smoked me one real quick and I kicked back. And I thought about it. I was like, yo, why do we stress over money? I'm one of the biggest when it comes to stressing sometimes. I'll find myself thinking about something, and then if I don't, like, you know, like when you're daydreaming, you got to snap out of it. If I don't snap out of it, I'll go deep into it, you know, deep into thoughts. So when I was thinking about money, I kept it short and sweet. I was like, yo, I'm going to do a podcast about it. And it's like, we do so much. There's so many sacrifices for money, right? Every day. Time's something you'll never get back. But we give it willingly, happily. We give our time for money all the time. We never take time for ourselves. We rush in to eat. We rush and run around back and forth here and there. The kids, we drop them off here, picking them up, taking them there, doing this, doing that. They at school all day, pick them up, run, give them some eat real quick. We're tired, go to sleep. Money, money, money. You know, that's the rat race that Bob Marley was talking about. The move is not to say, hey, I want to be rich, I don't think. I think the move is to say, hey, I want control of my time. You know what I mean? And as I'm talking about money, I got a Cash App notification. I didn't get no cash, though. You know, you want your time. That's something you can never get back. Have you ever, for those who've lost somebody, you know, have you ever just wanted a little bit of time back with that person? It wasn't what they did for you. And I ain't talking about death. I'm talking about people that you don't even fuck with no more. You know, Have you ever just wanted the time back? It wasn't about, hey, you know, they did everything for me or what they could or couldn't do for you or what they chose to do for you. It's more like the time spent. And I'm gonna keep something real, you know. Like me and my father, we're not as close as, say, most fathers and sons are, but we're close enough. You know what I'm saying? Love him to death. But one thing that me and him chose to do, even though, you know, he was kind of in and out, back and forth as I was growing up, we got a lot closer when I hit 18, you know, when I was grown, you know. Spent a lot of more time together and really had those deep talks that we weren't able to have when I was a child. So, y'all remember, never too late to be there for somebody or to check on somebody. Well, I'll take that back, run it back, because I'm freestyling this shit. I'm not reading that. Don't wait until it's too late, put it that way, because time's something that you'll never get back. All those favors that frustrated you, all those times you were ashamed or afraid to ask for help from a person because of however you felt, put it to the side and remember that everybody's going through something called life. You know what I mean? Everybody is. And everybody's out here involved with money or currency in some type of way. And it's stressful. So sometimes you have to put yourself in other people's shoes when you get in a situation and you find yourself with your back against the wall, and it's like, I go through it. I have my ups and my downs personally. But you always have to get back to that center, you know, get back to the median, get back to the middle. You don't want to go too far to any extreme. And definitely not when it comes to money, because, oh man, you want to talk about sacrifice on the job? You want to know how many times I've hurt myself on the job trying to get work done or rushing? I mean, I'm not talking about injured. I'm just talking about, like, you know, get a little cut here or jam a finger or twist an ankle or something like that, you know. Hit your elbow. So many times. Chasing that damn dollar, man. So one thing I said, I was like, yo, I only get one body. I don't get multiple bodies. This is the only body I get for this ride. So I need to take care of this money. Money comes, money goes. I've seen it. I've had it. It's come, it's gone. Some of it's still here. Some of it's in the bill collector's pockets, you know. But time, you know, you have the freedom to do as you choose. If you believe that you do. I hear a lot of folks saying, man, I ain't got time, you know. If I had time, I would. Man, I gotta make some time. You can't make time. You don't make time. Time is just time. You know, you can't make it, you can't take it. Time's either always gone or it's non-existent. And it's an illusion. It's one of the two. Definitely not gonna go into that one. Y'all don't lose out on the most important things in life chasing a dollar. Don't do it. I'm telling y'all, it's a bad move. It's enough movies, enough books, enough stories out there about people who sitting in that big ass house all by herself in front of the fireplace, or, you know, driving that big fancy car all by herself or with people, but they still feel alone because they did it for the wrong reasons. Don't be that person. Take what you know and apply it and be something greater. Money's been around, you know what I'm saying? For all the people flying the Confederate flag, how's y'all's money doing? They had some money from about, what, 1860 to 18 something to the end of the war. Yeah, everybody had money. You know what I mean? Before the first settlers came here, they were trading something for something. Here, you take this shiny thing for that. Goat you got over there, and we're going to have milk and fucking lamb chops and everything later. You know what I mean? They've been doing this since the beginning of time. Don't get it twisted, though. Like my cousin say, ain't nothing new. It's nothing new. Things might look a little different, like the digital side of currency. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole bunch of gibberish. For real. It's the same thing. It's like, hey, this is what I call, or I'm giving value to this, and I'm gonna give it to you. And whatever you value it as, you know what I'm saying? That's your own personal thing, but the market says this. You know what I'm saying? Gold. Gold's always been valuable. Because gold has so many uses, it's very important and it always will be. And people love to control the market. But, you know, man, I'm just having a morning conversation. I ain't getting into it too deep. Y'all stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe to FCFVA Talk Radio. And please, share it. Share it to your friends on Facebook. Y'all have a good one. I'm out. Let the beat ride out.